one day when I was being a teenage pain. We were talking about religion. We were members of the Baptist Church, and I was beginning to have some doubts about what I was hearing on Sunday morning. It was just another one of those moments when Mom just wanted me to accept Jesus and my life would be fine. It was the 60s, the war of Vietnam, social revolution, and all the rest were upon us. I thought I had found the formula for a happy life. SD plus 2R, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Mom was a bit concerned. At the time, I was having trouble with the cause and effect of her arguments. What would that do for me? If I accept Jesus, then will I have a girlfriend, I wonder? Actually, I thought having a girlfriend had more to do with a driver's license and a cool automobile than a particular religion. Maybe it would help if I joined the Catholic Church. All the guys I hung out with told me that Catholic girls are easy. Was there really a cause and effect at work here? I was so ignorant about religion, actually, that when I was 12, I actually thought adultery was the sin of walking around and acting like a big shot. The mind of an adolescent male. But still the problem, or should I say the questions, remain. What did it all mean? Why do people believe what they believe? Why are only a few saved? How about all the people who lived before Jesus? Or the Hindus, or the Buddhists, the Mormons, or the Catholics for that matter? Were they all condemned? Are only Baptists saved? Is there really life after death? How do they know? But I thought, if God was creator of all and we are all bad because of this original sin thing, wouldn't the fault lie with the manufacturer? Before you get the wrong idea about my mother, she was the warmest, wisest woman any person could have. I'm very fortunate to have been raised in a very loving family. It was the religion, or more precisely, the theology, that I had difficulty with. But Mom did teach me to love church. The fellowship, the music, the choir, the rituals, the getting together on Sunday morning, the bean suppers, and all of that. And church people were almost always universally friendly and warm to me and to one another, and I liked that. My work here in this church is a direct result of the love my mother had for her church and what she taught me about a church and religious community. Now it's 1975, I'm married, a new dad, with a wife and a mortgage. You see, I got the girlfriend problem. My engineering degree is just 2 years old, and during college, I loved the way the mathematics came together and could so precisely and perfectly and beautifully describe all the physical phenomena that was observable. I came to think of God as the mathematician. Seeing the formulas describe the movement of electrons and wires and the resulting production of radio waves, the force structures within buildings, and structures and all of the other things were just a wonder to me. But some of those long, old, long ago questions still haunted me. What really was this original sin stuff? You say the earth was formed 6,000 years ago? And when I thought about these questions, the more I came to the conclusion that the real challenge in life is to be comfortable with the questions and the fact that they all do not have a clear and solid answer. And that accepting these questions, they were not answerable by, except by faith. I was beginning to think that I was really cooked. Especially when I thought so many people around me seemed to be so certain about things. Steve, what? We need to think about teaching this kid ethics, a way of living, said my wife. Pat, my wife, a recovering Methodist, has this ability to reach into my consciousness and get right to the point. Oh no, not another one of these doggone tough questions. I learned my ideals and ethics in the Baptist church and from my loving mother and father. I didn't feel that that was where I wanted to take my son. I didn't want Sunday school to scare him as it had me. I wanted it to teach him and to help him to develop a free mind. But where are we going to do that? We decided to do a bit of looking around. And one fine Sunday, we found ourselves here. It was our first visit. I can't remember what the sermon title was, or even what it was about exactly. But right in the middle of it all, Reverend Rowley, now our minister emeritus, spoke of the myth of the resurrection. Well, this old Baptist kid of 27 years was thunderstruck. I couldn't move. Slowly, instinctively, I looked to the ceiling, expecting lightning bolts to come crashing through and turning me into a pillar of salt. I was amazed that people actually felt and thought this way. Skeptics, just like me. And they spoke these thoughts and feelings out loud in church on Sunday. They have their own church, these skeptics. Very soon thereafter, Pat and I signed the membership book, and we haven't looked back. We found a home. Home sweet home. Now, after nearly 30 years of being a UU, I have found that being a UU requires an intellectual honesty that transcends the idea of faith in dealing with the unknowable. An acceptance that is every bit as challenging, if not more so, as the so-called leap of faith asked for by the "trust me, it's in the Bible" folks. I don't reject the Bible. Indeed, I refer to it often, especially when I'm doing a bit of research into this and that. The Bible is important to me in that it has very much to say about the nature of man and the wisdom of the ages. Being a UU has given me the freedom to explore and to think about the really big ideas that we face in freedom. And I can do this in a place, here, where I'm not ridiculed, I'm not corrected, I'm actually accepted for who I am. I remember when I told Mom we joined this church, she said, "Oh yes, I know about UUs. They believe anything." "Exactly," I said. I'm not sanguine about this responsibility of intellectual freedom. I have found that being intellectually free, responsibly free, and supported and encouraged in my journey is a very happy state of being. I feel compelled to learn more about how others think and feel, and about the really big issues: God, evolution, religious ideas of other peoples and lands and cultures, politics, economics. UUs think about it all. Being a UU has helped me to develop and maintain a very deep respect for my spiritual friends as well. I feel that I understand their decisions better. I believe a happy life, one of purpose, needs to be one that includes a deep respect for the unknowable and a desire to continue the discovery process of learning and thinking and feeling. The UU Church has given me this and has indeed encouraged me to think freely, and to feel good about it. I was raised Baptist and Republican. Now, as a Unitarian, I can say, as in the song, I've seen both sides now. Being a UU has helped me to better understand the world in which I live and to feel comfortable with me. That's the difference it's made in my life. It's helped me be me.